Welcome to the world of Vala, an actual play tabletop podcast which uses the World of Vala system created by Entertainment Stew. Prologue. Prince Ivan Fogor. To gain everything and lose everything in the space of a moment. That is the fate of all princes destined for the throne. C.S. Paquette. Nightfall. Year 10,121. Day 28. We're picking up in the land of Kirin. Formerly the land of Mira, now known as Kira, the land of storms. In Kirin, the hostile land is home to a group of people who believe hospitality is very important. Despite the harshness of the world, room for guests is always considered when building a home, and tables are always set with an extra plate or two. We are opening up with the travels of a young man. A prince of Kirin. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I may. My name is Ivan Fogor. I am the Prince of Kirin. My mother, Eve Fogor, is currently the general ruler of all of Kirin, and she leads a busy life, so I'm usually left alone inside our palace, inside our little humble abode.
Okay, sweet. Why don't you go ahead and describe what you look like for the listeners at home?
Of course. I am about medium size, so like maybe about 5'8". And I am also fairly dark skinned. And I have very weird eyes, or so I've been told. My irises are just... they're circles, but the inside of the circles are sort of devoid. They're like rings. I've been told all my life that that's kind of strange around these parts. I also have a lot of freckles across my face, sort of like a band that goes across my nose. It's under my eyes. They are white. They're not like white freckles, but they're very fair-skinned freckles. So that's also not a really native trait of this land. I'm pretty sure I've got it from my family from somewhere, but my mom doesn't tell me anything. So I have to figure this out on my own, I suppose.
And you're currently a half Hadari, half human, correct?
Probably. I don't know. As far as I'm aware, I am fully Hadari, but again, my mom doesn't tell me anything of my ancestry. She only tells me of certain Hadari nobles, and she hasn't told me much about my father. So if I'm half anything, it would be from his side of the family.
Okay. So already a bit of intrigue with your backstory. But as of right now, your backstory isn't the most important thing. The most important thing to you right now is getting to Alexandria and the Arcanum to hopefully start your druid studies. Of course, after your audition. You are currently traveling from home to get to Alexandria. Did you decide to travel like a prince with an entire entourage, or did you want to take this journey yourself?
I would very much like to take this journey myself. Growing up, I've been living a sort of sheltered life, and I prefer to just, now that I'm 18 years of age, I prefer to just go out on my own, not telling my mother any of this. Hopefully she won't find out for a long while. Just so I can get my bearings and so I can explore the world without the tinted lens of my mother. Just to explore, just to figure out life's secrets. And hopefully I can get that at the Arcanum.
Okay, excellent. So a prince on the run, in a sense.
In a sense.
So, you've been traveling a few days, and you and your traveling companion have been doing a passable job at surviving. Could you describe your traveling companion for us?
My traveling companion is my trusted steed, my horse. His name is Alexandre. And he's been my companion since birth. He's my best friend. He's always got my back through and through. I've learned how to ride him at a young age. So we've been pretty much inseparable since I've met him. He always has my back for whatever. And so, of course, I'm taking him with me to the Arcanum.
Okay. So we're going to zoom in on a specific part of your journey. The land of Kieran is a very nomadic land. Everyone grows up with a horse if you're born there. If you live there, eventually you're going to get a horse. Until you get a horse, everyone's going to be like, ooh, I don't trust that guy without a horse. So you're traveling along, and you have two cities that you can head to get to Alexandria. You have Butobo, and you have Mara.
I see.
Mara is a port city that's on, it's the one that's farthest away, mm-hmm. But it is like essentially the last city in Kieran, and it leads directly out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Butobo, you have to take a river that then goes into the ocean. But it's a shorter distance away. So it's completely up to you where you would like to go.
I think I'd prefer to go, I'd like to get there as quickly as I can. So I would go to Butobo, because that makes more sense to me. It's okay. More practical.
So, Butobo, since it's shorter, it's only going to take you about the rest of the day to get there.
Okay.
So, are you going to stop for... First, I'm going to have you roll a... Sorry, may I see this?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to have you roll a survival.
Okay.
So a d20.
So I rolled a 1.
Oh.
Okay,
so... Your journey to Butobo was rough. Didn't find any food, didn't find any suitable places for water.
Right.
And you kind of just stumbled your way. It's now late at night on the morning of the 29th of nightfall.
Okay. So
as you enter Butobo.
So it's about maybe midnight, 12:30?
Yeah, about midnight, okay. Maybe 1 in the morning.
Gotcha. Wow, I was struggling to get here.
Yeah, you were slated to be there around 6, but you know, you did a bad job.
I did a bad job. It's uncharacteristically of me. I would assume. I guess I haven't ventured to this part of Kieran as often as I would normally like to. So I guess this territory is unfamiliar to me.
So, as you're reaching the outskirts of Butobo, you're able to recall a few things about Butobo that your mom, the people you grew up with, told you about.
Okay.
Butobo was built along a bed in the river in 3 distinct phases. It started as a modest fishing village, then a bustling trade hub, and it's sort of a wealthy city. Larger houses ring the warehouses and shops that ring the docks and small homes of the original village. All right. So, you have to like kind of travel through wealth, then through... a modest area, and then through the poor.
This kind of like the slums.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the slums, you will find the docks to get to the places where you need to go.
I see.
So, as you reach the outskirts of the city, you realize that there's no guards posted there.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you going to just take the chance to go into the city?
I think. That's like what I'm currently thinking. If it's like a noble kind of town, I would suspect that there are guards mm-hmm. posted. So I think it's already kind of fishy that I don't see any. But I also believe that as long as I have my companion with me, I should be fine to flee quickly or to defend myself.
Okay.
So I think I will venture into the city. I feel at least that confident.
Okay, you start working your way through the city. Typically, from your experience, you know that the richer areas of the city typically are up a bit later because they kind of consider it safer. But you hear no sounds in the city. Mm. Would you like to roll a perception to see if you can like try to strain to hear anything?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. It's a roll a d20.
D20. Okay. I rolled a 5.
And do you add anything to...
Perception. I don't have anything for perception.
Okay. What's perception on Dirty?
Wisdom.
Do you have anything in wisdom?
I have +1.
You can add the +1.
Okay. So I'll add the +1, so now I have 6 for perception.
6. Oh, wow. Yeah, you don't hear anything, and you're just that's weird, but whatever.
I'm dehydrated.
You're dehydrated. Speaking of that, are you gonna look for food before you actually get into, try to get a ship? Because now it's pretty late.
Right. Do I have the option to just maybe pay for, a sort of motel so I could stay overnight? I probably won't use my prince status. I'll probably will just pay whatever fee. If that's an option.
Yeah, that's an option. You have to find, go ahead and look for an open inn. Okay. Roll a investigation.
Is that another d20?
Yeah.
Okay. I rolled a 19.
Okay, you find one. Do you want it in the slums, in the kind of middle area, or the rich area?
I feel like in the rich area, people would recognize me, for one. And for two, the vibes I'm getting here, they're not pristine as I'd like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to happen in my sleep. So I think I will go to the more modest area of town.
Okay.
I'm not a hero. I'm not willing to investigate if there's anything wrong at this moment. I'll leave that to the officials of this place. So I'll just go to the modest area. I'll mind my business.
Okay. So you go to the modest area. Okay. There's still people shuffling around, moving around from place to place within the area. But you find an inn. Mm-hmm. You find an inn called Nowhere Inn.
Okay, quite the name. I guess I'll go inside this inn.
Okay. So there's no one there, but it seems like it's like the tail end of a party. Like, something big just happened there. There's people passed out in the foyer. There's people passed out in their seats and at their tables. Drinks in hand. And you see, a kind of busboy cleaning up. He can't be older than, 10.
Oh, wow. All right. I suppose I will ask the busboy what happened, because if there's a party going on, I don't want to intrude. I feel like that's a little rude of me. I just want a place to stay. I want to know if there's any space available here for me.
Okay, so you walk up there and go ahead and ask him.
All right, Mr. Busboy, sir. I'll be polite, given your age. Do you know if there's any vacancy tonight in this inn?
Vacancy? What do you mean by that? And the kid has this weird, scratchy, older voice that you don't expect from him.
Right. Do you have any open space, sir? Me being very confused by his voice.
There's space everywhere. Everywhere. Pick up a stool. Pick up a seat. Just lay your head on the ground.
I'm sorry, sir. You probably don't understand. There's a misunderstanding here. Is there a bed where I could sleep for the night? And if so, how much would that cost me?
How much do you got?
I have 5 coins on me, sir.
5 coins? Gold, silver, copper?
5 gold, sir.
And then... 5 gold, huh? And his voice just changes. Okay, I got you. I got you. And then they walk into a back room.
All right, so I'll follow them.
And as you get closer behind them, they enter the room, and then someone steps out. So then they kind of push you back. It's a darker skinned, tall man. He has a bit of stubble on his face, and his hair kind of pulled up in a top knot. Whoa! Where are you going?
I'm just trying to go to the room, sir.
Oh, that's my office back there. Is there anything that you need, good man?
I would like a place to stay for the night. I'm just passing on through, and I'm very tired. Me and my horse that's outside of the inn currently.
Well, how much gold do you have for the room?
I have 5 gold, sir.
Oh, 5 gold? You gotta be careful waving around that amount of money here.
I'm sorry. I thought 5 gold would be the appropriate price, but if it's too much, I can negotiate and maybe give you 2 gold instead.
Whoa, sir. You seem a little slow in the head, so let me explain some things. 100 copper equals 1 silver.
Okay.
100 silver means 1 gold.
Okay.
You could buy a really good weapon for 1 gold. 1 gold's a lot. You know, I only need like a silver for a room.
Oh, I'm sorry. If all you need is a silver, then where can I get some change for my gold?
How about this? I don't want anyone to take advantage of you in this town. You can stay here for free.
Okay. Thank you so much, kind sir.
No problem. First floor, second floor, basement, where would you like to stay?
I'll keep it simple. I would prefer to be on the first floor.
Okay, perfect. Do you want to share a room, or do you want to have your own room?
I would prefer my own room. I like my privacy.
Of course. Would you like your horse to go anywhere?
Is there any accommodations for my horse?
Yeah, of course. We have a barn outside.
Is there anywhere closer? I my horse is dear to me. I would like to keep him.
Are you telling me you want your horse in the building?
Is that possible?
And then he's just kind of confused. He's like looking at you. I kind of run a fine establishment here, sir. I can't take a horse like dropping some deuces all over my place. If you could control your horse's deuces, then.
Okay, sir. I understand you that you run a fine establishment. I will simply take the barn. I didn't mean to intrude. I was simply
No. Just honestly, you know what? You bring the horse in. Bring the horse inside.
Thank you so much. I'll tip if you want a tip. I could tip you for this.
No, I'm okay.
Thank you so much.
Where are you going? You said you're someone coming in town. So where are you going?
I'm heading off away from Kieran at the moment. I'm pursuing knowledge, as one could say. I'm going to the island of Alexandria.
Island of Alexandria? Oh, so you're one of those druids, huh?
I would suppose so.
How are you supposed to get there from here?
Well, it's an island, so I was hoping I could take a boat from the port and just head to Alexandria that way.
Ooh, a port has a boat hasn't come in a bit. You could. How about this? I'll stay up at night trying to communicate with a smaller town up the riverbank to see if they can send a trading ship over here.
Okay, that would be...
We'll try to have it open for you by tomorrow.
That would be lovely. Just tell me what time or feel free to wake me up.
Okay. And then he hands you your key. Do you have any questions?
Yes, please. Do you have any sort of food and or water that me and my horse can have?
Yeah, of course.
Can I have some, please?
No, yeah, of course. It's right here. And then he kind of reaches, like, he goes behind, like, a counter, grabs some loaves of bread and some strawberries. And he's like, there you go. Let's see. Let's see if I can find some water. Oh, yeah, there's ale here.
Ooh, I don't really drink ale. I'm sorry. I would just like water if possible, please.
The pipes seem to be on the fritz. How about this? We have milk.
I can be okay with milk, but my horse would like some water. It's been a long day.
So, there's a thing that we do when an NPC is searching for something. Oh, yeah. High or low for favorable results. So you choose... Okay. And then if it's above 50, it's high.
Okay. 50. I will go for high for favorable results.
Okay. 79.
Okay.
So, okay, he finds a bucket of water. This is all the water I have.
That's perfect, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem. Here's the key to your room.
Thank you so much.
Gives it to you, and he disappears behind the door.
Okay, so I will bring my trusty steed inside the room, carefully, not to break anything.
Yeah.
Lead him to my room. I set the bucket of water down. I take my glass of milk. The bread's for me. I'll give the strawberries to the horse, to Alexandrite. And I guess we'll just eat up and munch in my room.
Okay. Roll a constitution. As you're eating, roll a constitution.
Okay. What would be constitution? The d20?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled 11.
Something feels a bit off about this food.
Is the bread moldy or something? Was it stale?
You look at it. It doesn't seem visibly molded. It's just you get this off feeling about it.
I've maybe queasiness. Is this bread just... What's this off feeling that I'm feeling exactly?
You can't necessarily focus on anything. And you kind of see things coming. Have you ever seen a focus of a camera? Kind of like... things come into high focus and then not in focus. And then high focus again and then not in focus.
Oh my god, did this person give me drugged bread?
Do you think this person gave you joke?
I think he gave me bread that had something in it. Some sort of... not necessarily poison. Maybe it was by mistake.
So, as you're trying to figure it out, you feel like you can't feel your arm.
Ooh. Okay. That's scary.
Let me roll for your horse. Okay. You see your horse kind of like its leg kind of buckling underneath itself.
That's scary. I will rush to my horse and I'll ask him what's wrong. I check for like if he's been physically damaged anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You can't tell, like, physically. Like, the only thing is you see... Well, roll an investigation.
Investigation. Another d20?
Mm-hmm.
17.
Okay. You can't tell any physical damage, but you can see, like, strawberry juice coming down from its mouth.
I see. Okay. So, given that not only my food was, like, there's something off about it, but now the strawberries themselves... there's something really fishy here, and I'm not. I think that they probably purposely drugged me somehow with this food. So I would like to confront him about it and ask him questions.
Okay.
All right, so I leave my room. I keep my horse where he is. I'll simply head on over to his office. It was like around the corner or something. And I'll try knocking.
You're knocking. Who's knocking on the door?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, at this late hour. I just have a couple questions about the food you gave me.
And then you hear whispering beyond the door. Would you like to roll a perception and see if you can hear what they're saying?
Yeah, I'm nosy. 11? Yeah, okay. 11.
How much did you put in that dose? It was enough to... It's enough to knock out the horse. Like, it should have just knocked him out as well.
Okay, I see. Wow. Now my flight or fight response is kicking in. I don't know if the whole entire town is out to get me. I prefer to, and if something's happened, I would like to. Oh, tough decisions. Because I could either buckle down and just lock up and keep my horse safe. Because I don't know if my horse can, if me and my horse can like run out of this town like now. Is the water drugged in any way? I don't know if my horse drank any water. It seems like it was like the strawberries, but if the water has been, if the water is pure, I could probably give my horse that to maybe dilute any of the poison.
Are you going to go to, back to, so you're going back to your room.
I'll go back to my room and then I'll see if water helps and then I'll probably reassess and probably think of something to do from there.
Okay. As you get into your room, you hear the door open.
Oh.
At which you knocked at. And then you hear the feet coming closer to you.
Okay. I ready my scimitar because it's a small weapon that I could keep hidden.
Yeah.
I ready that just in case.
Also, you are down one arm.
I am down one arm. Okay, I see. So I just put it in my pocket, and I'll pretend that I'm feeling fine. I go meet up with the guy, and I ask him, "Hey, is everything okay?"
And so as you go to open your door and to kind of welcome the guy in with kind of like a smile, and it's just like, "Oh, is everything fine?" He's already holding a crossbow at you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I'll ask him like, what's the big deal? Why are you pointing a crossbow at me for?
We're robbing the place.
Oh. Okay. Well, this isn't my establishment. I don't have any money. Wait, quick question. Is this the same guy that I talked to when he gave me... Oh, okay. So I can't lie to this guy. You said it was like, oh, we're robbing the place. I thought it was like a different person.
The person that looks like a 10-year-old and the other guy robbing the place.
Oh, I see now. I see now. Okay. Okay, if you're robbing the place, do you want the money? I just don't want any harm. I don't want to fight. If you want the money, you can take the money and go. I'll just peacefully stay here. I just need a place to stay. I don't care if you guys rob me necessarily. I just want to be safe as I go into the next day.
Well, he's a nice guy, Pop. Yeah, I guess he is. I don't want to do this to you. You've been really nice to us. All those other people tried to fight us when we told them they were robbing us. So this is like new. This is a bit different for me. I've never had such a kind of a nice robbery. You said you had to go to Alexandria?
I have to go to Alexandria. I don't want any trouble.
Would you just like to come with us?
Are you guys going to Alexandria? Alexandria?
We could. We're going to go to Verdun, and to get there, we have to, like, go to, like, we're going to pass Alexandria first.
How's this? I would be happy to go if you give medication to my horse so that my horse feels fine within a few hours. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. Like, see, the thing is, you, watch. And then the guy's like, of course I'll do it, but if you're going to the druid school, like, you should probably learn how to do something like this when you get there.
Okay.
Sweet. Got a 19. He uses his innate druidic abilities, and you see him take this sort of... He takes the water, and he kind of bends it in a way to go through the body of you and your horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel it just, like, traveling throughout your system. And then in a second, it's all out of you. And you notice that within the ball of water, there was the poison that both you and your horse had.
I see. Okay.
So he removed all traces from your body. It's like, yeah, it's my poison spirit. I went to the college, but I failed out because I ended up having a kid.
Oh, I see.
Not on accident. You know.
Just purposefully?
Yeah. You know, this kid's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh. Well, I'm glad. Sorry that you have to resort to robbery to get by, but I respect the hustle.
Oh, no. It's cool. We like, robbed everyone in this town. Like, everyone's knocked out.
Oh.
Everyone's asleep.
Oh, I did kind of notice that walking in.
You know, we did it. And then, like, he's saying that as he's, like, helping your horse get up. And then, him and his son are, like, taking the bags. Yeah, you know, we did it. We poisoned the town water. We just knocked everyone out.
Wow. Are they going to wake up fine in the morning?
Yeah, they'll be fine. It's non-lethal.
Okay.
Because if it was lethal, I feel like we've had a lot of problems. But, like, it's chill. We just knocked out the town.
Okay. Well... that's probably the incorrect thing to do, but I don't want trouble. I don't want any smoke. You clearly have the up, you did heal me, so if I wanted to fight, I could. But I won't. I'll keep my word. And if you guys can promise to take me to Alexandria tomorrow, then I'm chill. I can relax. I just want proper food, please.
Oh, okay. We were kind of expecting to be out of here by tonight.
Okay. I guess I could. If you've healed my horse, me and my horse, I suppose we could rough it out for a couple hours longer, as long as we get food along the way, mostly for my horse.
We'll have food on the ship. Like I said, we robbed this town.
Okay.
So it's like it's fine.
Okay.
We're criminals, but we're like the cool kind.
The cool criminals.
Okay. It sounds like you're at least, like, a cool, like, person that's getting robbed, so I think we'll get along just fine. And they start, like, leading you throughout the town, mm-hmm. and, do you just get on top of your horse?
I'll just get on top of my horse, just to ensure that if they try anything else funny, I can make a quick getaway.
Okay. So, as you're traveling through the city, you're just, like, you notice that, yeah, people are just knocked out everywhere.
Yeah, okay. Strange. It's amazing how you guys just did this in a few hours, I would assume. Or was this, like, a steady process?
Oh, no, it was a few hours. This poison was actually given to us by this, like kind of shady guy that said he needed everyone knocked out in the town.
Oh, so you're just listening to shady people?
I mean, like, not all of us have 5 gold in their pockets. Like,
Fair enough.
We're helping you out right here, but I feel like you're judging us a bit. You know, like, you know, me and my son, we're trying to do what we have to do to survive. You know, I don't necessarily feel the need to explain myself to you.
That's fair. I apologize. I didn't mean to give you the side eye. I just, can you tell me more about this shady person at the very least?
Yeah, it's like, I'm a little nosy. He says he's from, like, this group. And they were looking for the prince of the land of Kieran.
I see.
The thing is, I don't know what the prince looks like in this country. So they told me that he'd either go to two towns, this one or Mira, most likely this one because it's the shortest route. He said something about down. He said something about like burning Mira down while we're taking care of this part, but I doubt that's actually happening because like that's a giant port city. Like this is a relatively small city compared to Mira.
I see. Wow, that's a lot of information that you've given me that I'm now processing. So you're looking for the Prince of Kirin. I think I heard, and he probably is over in that other city, Mara. You should probably check there after you take him to Alexandria, just in case.
Oh, no. He just told us to poison the town. Like,
oh, okay.
They're here looking for him.
Oh, I see. And you said they were going to burn down the entire, like, city?
Yeah, they're
or
like
the port.
Yeah, they're like pretty hardcore.
Wow, more hardcore than you guys. But
yeah, we don't really roll with people like that. You know, I gotta have a good sort of representation for my son. I don't want him to go down like the wrong path or anything.
That's fair. I won't judge you anymore. But you already know what's up.
And as he's saying that, you catch eyes of his son like just rummaging through people's pockets and like taking money and taking like family jewelry and trinkets.
Wow, so he's trained. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I let that slip? I didn't. Your son's a very good boy.
He's one of the best of them. You know, he's also a religious boy too. He's a nice, good religious boy.
Oh, what religion does he practice?
He follows the god of trickery, the god of cruelty, and the god of oaths. You know, he also listens to the god of love occasionally. You know, you gotta have a well-rounded god diet.
Yeah, especially for the ripe age of 10, I can concur.
Yeah,
okay. I don't practice religion, so I don't know who any of those people are, per se, but the best of luck to him. We're going to this port, and you said that they wanted to burn down the very exact port that we're heading to now?
No. We're going to this small's kind of, this town's not like the best port. It's they're boarding. Mira's kind of the central port for the country. You must really not be around here, but Mira's kind of the central port. It's like where people normally go to.
Right.
So I guess they wanted to try something kind of extravagant by burning it down.
And you said they're doing this right now. I feel like, all right, I'm thinking in my head right now, right? I'm not saying any of this out loud. I'm processing the information like, I kind of want to go to investigate, but I also know that if I leave, these people know what's up, and they probably want to, like, contact that shady person. Because, like, oh, it's weird that this person's leaving. So I'm trying to think if I just keep following them and just ignore what they just told me, or if I should just go investigate. I'm no hero, so I think I will just ignore for now. Ignore whatever. I'll have to hope that my mother could deal with it.
Also, for all the audience members that are just like, oh, but you're actually the prince of the country. Maybe you should help out. Also, to be fair, he only has two help. I know it's supposed to be like the voice of God here, but it's just like, it's a prologue episode. You only have two help.
I only have two health. I've made a very unlucky roll at the very beginning. So I am basing my actions off of that mostly. That is the determining factor. I don't want to die early.
You guys are getting closer to the bad part of town. And like because of Mir, Kirin is a country that takes care of even like the smallest and like the poorest citizens, the bad part of town, it's still not that bad. It's a pretty good part of town.
Okay. It's like suburban area kind of thing.
It's nice.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty chill.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause we take care of the poor. As you get close to the dock, you see like a decently sized ship. It has room for, the steering area plus like a little cabin on it.
Oh, okay. Is this your guys' ship?
Yeah, this is our ship full of our treasures. Come aboard.
Oh, I'll come aboard. Is there a place where, like, my horse will be fine, right? My horse doesn't like the ocean as much. Will he be fine on this journey?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay, I can handle the ocean. I just want to make sure that my trusty steed is safe.
Are you gonna stay on your horse the entire time, or?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll get off my horse. I will lead him onto this boat.
Okay.
So now we're on the ship. I take a look around. I see all the things that they've robbed from these people. But it's also a wealthy part of the nation, a wealthier part of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They can probably recuperate most of their belongings with whatever wealth they do have. This slum area, I have slum in like air quotation marks. It's like a suburban area. I think they'll be okay. Especially since no one's been lethally harmed.
Mm-hmm.
I won't worry too much.
Okay. So, let me roll. Okay. He gets you started on your journey, and you're moving down the riverbank.
Moving down the riverbank. Finally. Now, I would hope that they have food on this boat. Otherwise, I will be getting to the Arcanum starving. I'm a little bit more worried for my horse. He seems to be fine now. I just want to give him some water.
Oh, yeah. We have plenty of water and we have plenty of food. We follow a vegan diet here.
Vegan, huh?
Yeah. So here are a box of apples and a box of raw potatoes. And then the boy's like, oh, potatoes, yum! And then he's, like, biting into these, like, potatoes like apples.
Wow, you scarfed down those potatoes, huh? Before I feed this to my horse, this has no sort of poison, correct?
Try it. The kid's going ham on them. Going ham on them.
On the potatoes? I'll try the apple. I'll take a bite for myself. Because I feel like I can handle poison better than my horse can.
High or low for favorable results?
I'll go low this time.
50.
Wow. Is that like a reroll or is that just you pick? Or?
No, that's low. Because it's like, it's...
Oh, so like...
It's four. It's 1 to 50 and then 51 to
100. I see. Okay. Wow.
So, good. It's not poisoned.
It's not poisoned. My horse can eat up, and I feel less stressed from this situation. Because my horse is very important to me. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I guess I'll also eat at least half an apple to replenish some of my own strength. I'll still be kind of dehydrated, but I can manage, hopefully.
As the father is stirring his ship, you could get some sleep. We're gonna have a long journey to Alexandria.
All right. Can I sleep with one eye open, just to be sure? They drugged me, so it's like I'm kind of just. Untrustworthy of them.
You can't quite sleep with one eye open.
Okay, can I sleep at least kind of alert enough so that if something happens, if there's like a storm or something, I could be ready enough to like wake up and react in time? Or
how about this? If your horse is probably going to wake up before you.
Okay.
Because of your connection that you have with your horse, you'll wake up when they wake up, especially if something's wrong.
Yeah. Then sure, I'll knock out. I need the rest. It's been a long day.
So.
Okay.
Roll. A nature. Sorry, roll an arcana.
Alright, and that would be...
D20.
D20, okay. A 1.
Oh my god. You got so many bad rolls. Welcome to the world of Vala.
I'm sorry. The ship capsizes.
You don't sense what's about to happen.
Oh. Okay. It's worrisome.
But the sound wakes you up.
Okay.
You wake up with a jolt as you're sailing past. Mara.
Okay.
A flaming Mara.
Flaming Mara. Okay.
And you see that where the captain was stand, where the father was standing, there's a blood stain.
Oh no.
And there's no boy anywhere around.
Oh no. Okay, and I'm on a ship where my horse is used. Like the first thought is like, how can I make a speedy getaway if possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because my goal right now is the Arcanum, and so my horse is kind of useless on this ship. But I guess I'll try looking around. I see the flames go by. I can't do much about that. I don't have water powers, so I can't douse it even if I wanted to. I guess I'll look for the father and son. It doesn't look good that there's blood on the steering wheel. I ready my scimitar.
So go ahead and roll a perception for looking at Mira.
Okay. D20 again?
Yes.
It's a 2.
Okay.
I'm blind.
So, you look out in the distance and you see a city on fire, but you see that there are people fighting in the city.
Okay.
So you don't you can't quite see what's happening, but it's just like it seems like someone's trying to handle it. So now roll a perception again to check the roll an investigation to see if you could find the boy.
At least the boy. Okay.
It's 18.
Yeah, 18.
Sweet. So, you don't find any signs of the boy outside, but you find signs of him within the cabin.
The cabin where I was just at, or like the... Like, where's the cabin?
Oh, it's like, so I was assuming you were sleeping on the deck itself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so the cabin was like more the place that had some of their riches in it.
I see. I see. Okay. So I go take a look inside this cabin and I see that there were signs that he was there. Correct?
There were signs that he was walking into the cabin. You haven't opened the door yet. Would you like to go into the cabin?
I need answers as much as I'd like to mind my own business. I need to know. I need to know where his father is because he's the one steering the ship. My thought process right now is like, do I have to learn how to steer a ship on the fly? Who knows? If this little boy that's been traveling with his father by ship all this time knows how to steer the ship, I will help him do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I reluctantly will go inside this cabin to look for this boy. So I'll open the door.
Okay. You see a little boy scared and confused. The downed body of his father next to him.
Oh my God. I guess I'll rush over and like I'll try to comfort the boy because he is like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to ask and be patient and like I'll ask what happened, what's wrong.
Oh, Mister, you're going to die.
Oh, that's not good news. Can you be more specific with me, please?
So, roll a Arcana.
Okay, I'll roll an Arcana. Hopefully it's not a 1. It's a 2.
Get new dice here! Here!
Please. I rolled, like, literally, like, when I practice rolling, I rolled a d20. Do I roll that again?
You know what? It's your first episode ever in the world of Valor. Roll again.
I'll roll again with this different dice. That's what I get. It's at 16. Okay. I can be happy with that.
You sense something is off.
Okay.
About this boy.
Ooh. Okay.
And like he's going in for a hug for you, and you feel his hands kind of gripping something.
Oh, okay.
And do you have a response before he moves again?
Since I'm sensing danger, I will try to pin him so that way he can't reach for anything within grasp.
So you're trying to grapple him. Go ahead and roll strength.
Strength?
Okay. Yeah, so that's a d20.
8.
Do you add anything to strength?
I add +1.
It's not enough.
Not enough, okay.
As you go to grapple him, you get caught by the iron grip of this boy.
Jeez, okay.
Oh, so you finally noticed that something was off, huh?
Yeah. You're a little boy. I should have figured something when you scarfed down actual potatoes. Like, raw. Who does that?
And so, you feel like this sense, you're like an eye opening up as you finally see the boy for what he is. And it is a darkened robed, but seemingly an assassin.
Oh, I see, an assassin. Okay. Which lines up with what I guess the father was talking about earlier. I'll try to break free, and so I can, like, because I'm just, he has me pinned, right?
No, he's about to make a grapple check on you right now, so roll another strip.
Okay. 17.
I got a nat 20.
Okay, well.
Well. So, he grips you.
Okay.
And
like both arms or
yeah he like okay. When you're grappled, it's just you can't do anything except like try to break out. So he has you grappled. Oh, Prince, you're out here all alone.
So you know who I am.
Duh, I'm not an idiot. I'm good at my job.
Well, it didn't seem that good because you could have killed me much earlier with a stronger poison, but okay.
Oh, I'll use a stronger poison. Best believe I'd use a stronger poison.
Okay. Forget I said that then. You also have me grappled currently, so I probably shouldn't test the limits of my snarkiness. What do you want with me? You're an assassin. You want to kill me. Why do you want to kill me? Assuming that's what you want
to
do.
We were hired to do a job.
Who hired you?
Who hired us? We'll never betray our people.
Okay, shady, but whatever. Is there a way I can free myself? Can I, like, do an action here?
Roll another strength.
I was thinking of calling from my horse.
Then roll an roll a nature.
5.
What do you add?
What do I add?
Nature, you add intelligence.
Intelligence. +3.
Not enough.
Not enough. Darn. Okay. That was futile. Can I do anything else? Can I roll for strength? Or?
Sure, you can roll for strength.
I'll roll for strength. Hopefully I have better luck with this one. 13.
5. You're able to break out.
Okay. I break out.
Now enter initiative.
Okay.
So as you break out, you kind of push yourself back and you're now 5 feet away from the person.
And I will, because this is now like combat, right?
Yep.
Okay. So then I will rush in and try to just stab him from afar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. How long is my glaive?
You can stab him from 5 distances away. So like you can have a box in between you.
Okay, that's so if I'm in this box, distance, and then they're in this other box.
Yeah, let's use these boxes available to us. That's you.
Okay.
That's the assassin. And so, each of those are.
Okay, so, but you said that I was at least this distance to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So would you like to move back 5 feet and then stab?
I would like to stab now and push them away. I prefer that.
Okay. Roll to hit.
All right. 6. Right? There's like a dot, so I wasn't sure if that's 6 or 9.
Oh, no, that's 9.
9? Okay.
9 plus...
Would that be dexterity?
Or... You can add dexterity or strength.
I'll do dexterity because that's more for me, so it's plus 2, so 11.
Not enough.
Not enough, okay.
So, as you, like, kind of stab, they're able to, like, bat out the weapon away from them.
Okay.
And now it's their turn. Okay. Unless you have a bonus action you'd like to use.
Bonus action. Can I faint as my bonus action?
Let's see. Sure.
Okay, I will faint.
Okay. They will go for the attack. Okay, what's your AC?
13.
So does a 16 hit?
If it's a 16?
Yeah.
Don't I just die?
No, they hit.
Oh, okay, so they hit. And so
then
now
they have to roll for damage.
They have to roll for damage, okay.
So. You feel that, Princey. You feel that fear.
Yeah, I feel it, yeah.
The unknown before you get trapped into the void forever.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's one.
It's a one.
So they slash their sword at you. They slash their dagger at you. Right. And then you're able to move back just a little bit as it slices you across your chest.
Ouch. That dealt like half of my health. So now I'm like, wow, there's a possibility that I can die. I need to do something now. I need to figure out a potential escape, at least to get to my horse. Because if I can get to my horse, I have a couple more options.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I will take the time to flee. Because I'm assuming if the boy was in the corner, right?
You're closer to the door than they are.
Right. When I flee, would my back be turned, or can I? I'm assuming
your back will be turned, but these turns happen over the course of like 10 seconds, so it's just like, they don't have an attack ready to hit you, so it'd just be you running, and they can't.
Okay. Give me a quick moment to think. What I will do, I will sheathe my glaive. I think that'll take too much time. Because like the weapons are like replaceable, right?
Yeah, you can get new weapons.
Then I will. Can I do a combination of actions? I was thinking of like if I throw my glaive as like a distraction, I can then get out of there.
Yeah, you can do that. I'd have you roll a performance as a distraction. That's charisma.
Ooh, okay.
And I think you get...
I have +2 charisma.
+2 charisma, yeah.
Because if I were to just flee normally, how would that... Well, I won't ask you how that play out, obviously. But would he have enough time to, like, strike me at my back? Theoretically.
Not in your turn.
Okay. So yeah,
he would have to. He won't be able to react until after your turn's up.
Okay.
And then by that time, hypothetically, you should be able to get to your horse within the 30 feet.
Right. No, you're right. Then I won't sacrifice my weapon then, because it is a long range weapon, and they don't appear to have any long range weapons like that. So I think I'll just flee normally. I'll definitely just. I guess it's disengage is the correct action.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I'll disengage and I'll go to my horse with the full 30 feet. And once I get to my horse, because like the horse is within 30 feet,
mm-hmm.
Is it max 30 feet or?
No, it's about, I'll get 25 feet away.
25 feet?
Okay. It's not super far from you.
Okay, so like I'll definitely get to my horse, and like with whatever extra time I have, am I able to like ready myself to defend again?
Yeah, you can jump on your horse.
I'll do that. I'll jump on my horse.
Okay, so you bleeding from your wound on your chest.
Wound, yeah.
You're rushing over to your horse. You're frustrated. You're getting angry. You've never been this close to death before. Right. You don't know if you've ever been this hurt before.
I haven't.
This is like dangerously close to death. This is like your third day on your own.
Yeah, okay, so I am frustrated. I'm very annoyed. There's a whole burning city behind me currently. There's so many questions. I don't like not knowing things. So not knowing what's happening right now with all of this is very confusing. So I am annoyed. But I'll get on my horse. I have to somehow jump off this ship with my horse. So I'm trying to think of what to do. 89?
Okay.
So what does that roll?
Oh, no, sorry. I was just rolling for your... for your current psyche right now. Seeing where you're at.
Okay, okay.
So now it's the assassin's turn.
Okay.
So, they see you fleeing. They're running out of the room. They get within 10 feet of you. Okay. And they pull out their crossbow.
Okay.
Does a 11 hit your horse?
Oh, my horse. Horse level 1, HP 10, mana 20, AC 14, so no.
Okay. You see the... Because you have sort of a lightning horse.
Yeah.
And so you kind of see a little flash of lightning striking off of it and hitting the crossbow bolt out of its way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your turn again.
So it's my turn. I guess the first order of business, I have to kill this assassin because otherwise they won't let me flee peacefully. And now that they're, you said, about 10 feet away,
mm-hmm.
their crossbow on that turn was effectively useless. I think I can probably go ahead and try using a spell.
Okay.
Mirror Snap. Casting time of one action, 25 feet cone. The mana required is 6, and I believe that my mana pool is 4, but because...
Your horse has 20.
My horse has 20. Oh, so like my horse can do the spell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yeah, I'll have my horse do the spell.
Okay, roll a Arcana.
For my horse?
Oh, wait, yeah, that's me.
Oh.
you order your horse to do it.
Okay.
And 7. And the horse's Arcana. Oh, sorry, no, this isn't a targeted effect. This is... So the assassin has to make his dexterity save.
Okay.
They don't make it. They got 4.
Oh, so they get fried.
Yeah, so they take the full damage, which is 1d6. So roll. I will roll a d6 because it's your horse casting it.
Okay, I see.
That's a 4. All
right.
So the assassin takes 4 points of damage.
Wow, is that enough to kill them? Please.
That is not.
Wow, okay. I can deal with this man another turn, okay.
So, it's your turn. It's the assassin's turn again.
Yeah.
They didn't like being shocked.
I don't think anyone would, but...
So, they take their crossbow out. They use a bonus action to reload it.
Okay.
And then they fire it again at you.
At me or the horse?
At the horse. Well, because since you're atop of the horse, it's kind of combines the two, like...
Okay.
Like, so it will use the horse's armor class and the horse's, like, health.
That makes sense.
I rolled a 5. So, not enough.
Not enough.
And so once again, it plunks off of the person.
That's funny. So this time, I guess... Give me 1 second just to, like, read this real quick. It would still be... Yeah. So I'll just have my horse do Mirror Snap again. So that would be another 6 mana for my horse. So I'd be at... at 8. Yeah, I'd be at 8. Or my horse would be at 8.
Okay. Nat 20.
Wow.
So they take the full force of damage, and he... you see him, the electricity arc over him, and he's kind of, like, frozen for a bit. Because mm-hmm. He's sort of paralyzed. So that's a... that's 6 points of health. So far he's taken 10 health damage.
10 points, and he's still not dead? This person has more than 5 times more of my health. A scam. But okay. Top assassin over here. He's taking 10 points of damage, and you said he was paralyzed?
Mm-hmm. So he won't be able to move for his next turn.
Oh, so I basically have a free turn right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I will have my horse get close enough so I can attack with my glaive instead.
Okay.
Since I have the potential to deal more damage that way.
Okay. Now, when you're going to hit him, you're going to roll with advantage. So you're going to roll your d20 twice, and you'll take the highest number.
So this is 6?
Yes, that's 6.
I'll roll one more time. I'll roll with the other one. See if I have a bit more luck with this one.
18!
Well, I'm taking the 18.
Okay, 18 plus 3, plus 2. Of course, you're going to hit. Roll the damage roll. So you're going to roll a 1d10.
1d10, which is not this one. It's... Is it this one? No, it's not this one. Nope. I'm bad at this. Alright. Is this one right here the 1d10?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not completely stupid. 4. Right?
4 points of damage. You've done 14 points of damage so far.
Go me. Most of that damage was my horse.
You hit him.
I hit him.
And you're able to, like, just get your glaive in there. You get him into the shoulder, and you kind of just dig it in.
Yeah.
And you see the grimace of pain, but he still can't move quite yet.
Okay.
So it's your turn again.
It's my turn again. Well, let's just impale him a second time.
Okay.
The other shoulder, see if that deals more damage. So that's first. Do I have advantage still or not?
You don't have advantage this time.
I don't have advantage. 19.
Okay, you hit.
I hit.
Roll for damage again.
Roll for damage. Can I please get, like, a high number? Is that a 1 or a 7?
That's a 7.
Okay, I'll take it.
Sweet.
So I just dig into his other shoulder, I guess, right? Or would that be a more lethal hit?
You know, where would you like to stab
him? I preferably his neck so he can't get back up.
Yes.
What number was it?
So, as you stab him, you feel the catharsis and the, like,
right.
Anger and, like, all that just releasing out of you. As you hear your horse, like, kind of whinnying underneath you as you keep stabbing into him, as this kind of dark power starts erupting out of your body.
Oh, that sounds scary. Okay.
And your Vekona control, take it down from an 100 to a 95.
95, okay. I definitely haven't felt that before. So that's, ooh. I guess I haven't been under this much stress under normal conditions, so it's like...
And so as you're stabbing him, the assassin is kind of laughing. Ha! The prince was a Vekonic!
Wow. What did you just call me?
Prince?
No, the other one. Was that a slur?
You're great. You're great job. I had to let that out. Damn. my tongue. Jesus Christ.
Okay. The episode's almost over. Let's. A slur. Are you an idiot? You really are sheltered, Prince. But let me give you a word of advice. Your life's about to get a lot harder.
I don't...
It's not just me who's hunting you. The Society of Shadows works on special contracts. Mm. When someone hires us, they actually hire 5 assassins at once. If the first person can't get the job done, then the next one will. That person can't get the job done, the next one will.
So there's 4 more of you?
There's 4
wow,
more.
Wow, that's inconvenient.
Each stronger than the last.
Okay. This is already tough. Okay. I'll prepare for you, for y'all. Is there anything else that you have to tell me? Is this your dying breath? You mocking me?
No.
Okay.
We always go out with an explosion.
Oh. What?
And oh my god.
What?
I wrote a 1. So he says that and he doesn't explode. Like it's like a few seconds of waiting.
Where's that explosion, buddy? I guess I won't take my chances. I'll just flee.
So, where are you going to flee to?
Good question. Because if he explodes, this boat goes down with it. My horse doesn't swim. I can swim, but I'd like to keep my horse alive.
Why don't you just throw him in the water?
Are you suggesting that, like, for real, for real?
Yeah, just, like...
If you kill my horse, Mr. DM, I swear to God,
No, I mean, like, just throw the guy in the water.
Oh, the guy in the water?
Yeah, that's your horse. I'm sorry. Like, he's legitimately dying. Just, like,
okay, chuck him. Sure, I'll chuck him. Do I need to, like... I'm dying. I'm sorry. All right. Do I need to roll for that?
No. Okay. No, you don't. You don't need to roll for that at all.
Alright. I'll throw him overboard. Get him out of here.
And you see his body, and it's just like, he's just, like, the thing is, you don't even see anger on his face, you just see kind of a confusion. Like, I was supposed to blow up after, like, that, like, whole big speech I had.
Yeah.
But I did it, and you see him just kind of, like, floating down in the water.
I'm confused, too. I don't know what's going on.
So, you have a ship.
I have a ship. I don't know how to steer. I could learn on the fly, but...
You know the general direction of...
More or less, it's...
So, sure. You have a few paths. You realize that you kind of have a few paths ahead of you.
Okay.
Your first foray to being on your own? Kind of harsh.
I'm bleeding.
Do you... take the chance... and go to Alexandria from here?
What other options do I have?
You can go to Mira, and then hook up with someone from the royal family, and then explain to your mom why you left.
I want to be independent. And plus, isn't Mira currently burning, or is that Mara?
Sorry, Mara.
Isn't Mara currently burning?
Mara's currently burning.
Wow, and there's people fighting over there. Chances are, there's just more assassins there. Maybe not the ones that are specifically after me. But still not something I want to deal with, especially when I'm at a crippling 1 health. I may just want to...
The way that the map is set up, like, this isn't me as a DM advocating for anything, but the way that the map is set up, it's like a straight shot.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'll take the straight shot.
Okay.
Do I have to roll for anything specific?
Yeah.
My rolls have been bad, so I'm like, I'm double checking.
You're going to roll for survival on the open seas.
Wow. Okay. I'm already, like, dehydrated.
There's water on the boat.
Okay.
There's supplies. They did rob a town. Like, they legit robbed a town. Okay.
So, like, I could probably feed my horse and, like, steer and whatever. I just have to roll for survival.
Yeah.
If I roll a 1, does my ship just capsize?
We'll see.
Okay. So I'll give it a girthy roll. A 5? Okay. Maybe not capsized, but I'll take what I can maybe get.
Okay, survival's under Winston. That's a +1. That's a 6. Okay. So you are having a hard time at it. Steering a boat is a lot harder than you think it is. So I'm going to need you to roll a strength check.
Okay. Another d20, correct?
Yep.
14. I get a +1. So 15?
Yep, 15. Right? Okay. So you're able to just barely keep it because you know that you're going
on a straight path.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like there's a compass on the actual wheel and you know that you're just going west. You just got to go west.
I'm just going west.
Yeah. All like if you go west, you'll see the island of Alexandria.
Okay. There'll be a lot of explaining to do when I'm on this ship by myself with the riches of Botovo, but
You're going through it. Your horse looks exasperated. It's just like, yo, dog, you did not plan this through.
I did.
Like, come on, you just rushed into this. Come on, you're better than this.
I try to reassure him. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't account for all of this. All of a sudden, assassins after me? That's new. Don't know why they didn't come for me earlier, but it's whatever. It's inconvenient to us both. I'm not happy with this either, buddy. I'll get you some good food and some water. Just sit tight, dog.
And the horse just kind of like blows air out of its nose and just like walks to the front of the ship.
Yeah, he's sulking, I know. I'm sorry.
Roll survival again.
Again?
Yeah, this is a long journey.
Okay. Another 5.
God, here, take another dice.
I'm sorry. I'll use orange. I like orange. 13.
We're gonna take that 5 and use that 13 for another roll afterwards.
Okay.
So, once again, you're having a tough go at it.
All right, all right.
A hold was torn into the sails.
Okay.
And you've reached a heavy storm.
Okay.
So as you're doing this, you are being rocked by this ship, and you're doing your best to keep this ship just like uptight. You're steering, but you're also like trying to hold the torn hole in.
Right.
At one point, you're like going in a circle. You're having a bad time in it. You're being buffeted in all sides by giant courses of wind.
How annoying. Okay. So, my best bet is to quickly look inside the cabin or whatever, see if they stole some really good fabric that I could really quickly tie up the sail with, like, to, like, fix it again. So that way I have a working sail to get through this storm.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'll look through the cabin, see if there's anything I could find to prepare.
Wow, you're actually going to look through the cabin. Sweet. Let me actually open up what's in there.
Oh, you have, like, a list of, like, wow, okay.
So, you see a brown cloak. It's like a brown leather cloak.
Is this not the cloak that the assassin wore?
Mm-mm.
Or something different? Okay.
And you see a various runes on top of the surface of the cloak.
I don't know what those do, but I will just use this cloak anyways. My intentions with this cloak is to just not use whatever is inscribed on it, but rather to just patch up the sail.
Okay.
I'm a country boy. I don't know what these scriptures are.
So you grab the cloak.
I grab the cloak.
And you feel it tugging. You feel something tugging at your, like, mind.
Okay. That's worrisome. I would like to ignore it, but I can't because I desperately, and there's nothing else in the cabin I could use.
No.
Okay, so yeah, I want to ignore it. Mind my business, right? That's my motto. But I kind of need a ship to get to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna keep holding on to this cloak.
Okay. So you take it outside. You start like throwing the cloak over the hole.
Yeah. Okay.
And you hear like a voice in your head. That's not how this works. It's leather, and you're putting it over cloth.
Who are you, voice in my head, and why are you telling me what to do? If this is leather, but I, then what, do you have any other suggestions? Because I kind of need to patch up this sail, and I don't have many other things around.
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
Give me your suggestion.
Go back in there.
Okay.
Look around. If you go in there and look around, you can find a weapon, and then I want you to split the sky open.
Wow, Mr. Voice in My Head, that's ominous as heck. If I split the sky open, I guess that would get rid of the storm, correct? Mr. Voice in My Head? I'm crazy for reasoning with you, but I'm running out of options. I'm desperate.
The voice no longer answers you.
Wow, okay. So you're gonna ghost me, but that's fine. I'll do what you ask. I'll humor you this once. I'll go and look for a weapon inside the cabin, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, roll investigation.
Okay, I'll do the black dice this time. Now, you. Okay.
So, do you have a weapon in mind that you were thinking of?
To tear the sky open with?
Mm-hmm.
I would... The first thing that I can think of would be a scythe kind of weapon, so I can just kind of like, I guess, arc it.
Okay, so a scythe.
Sure.
And as you're thinking of looking for a scythe, where can I find a scythe? You see in the corner of the room what looks to be shards glowing.
Okay.
And then with your idea of a scythe, a kind of gold encrusted, darkened scythe is forged in front of you out of the shards.
That's kind of wild. I don't know what to make of this. I'm alone and I'm kind of creeped out and scared. I can no longer mind my business. I have to investigate further. It's definitely intriguing. I guess I'll reach out to, like, touch it. See, like, is this what the voice is talking about?
Roll of nature!
another d20?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll roll of nature.
16?
Yeah, 16.
So 16 plus intelligence. That's plus 3.
19.
That's a 19. And as you grip it, you feel it sort of biting into you.
Can you feel that one more time?
You feel the weapon sort of biting into you. It's like soon as you grip it, you feel like sharp pain into your hand.
Okay.
But it's just causing you to grip it tighter.
That's scary. Can I let go? Do I want to let go?
Do you want to let go?
My instinct is telling me that I should let go.
Okay. Are you trying to follow your instinct?
Yes.
Roll a constitution.
Okay. My constitution sucks.
9? 9.
Plus?
Constitution 0. So it's just 9.
No, your instinct doesn't listen to you.
Oh, okay. So I just grip tighter, I suppose.
And then you start walking outside. You're not walking outside. That's not a conscious effort for you to do it.
Right.
But your body's moving on its own.
On its own. Like, yeah. Like not against my free will, but sort of like it's designed to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm freaking out a little bit more because it's like my body won't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where my horse is, so it's like I have no one to comfort me or sort of to tell me anything.
Yeah.
No one to really like verbally speak this through with, except for the voice inside my head that's ghosting me, that's giving me these weird directions. I guess I just... I tried to regain control of my body somehow.
Roll a constitution.
Okay, I roll another constitution. I need a high number. 19.
Okay, you gain control of your body.
I gain control of my body.
You gain control over your body.
Okay, so now I can, I guess, does the pain go away or no?
Yeah, the pain goes away.
The pain goes away. I'm still holding this golden scythe, I suppose.
It's like a gold encrusted scythe. It's black with gold embellishments.
Oh, I see. Okay. Very weird weapon. I just remember that it told me to split the sky open. I don't know how to do that. I would like the storm to go away. Do I just swing it at the sky?
Sure. Roll a arcana.
Okay.
Sorry, roll a nature.
A nature. That's a one.
And nothing happens. You go to swing and it's just like...
Poof. Wow, so maybe I should have just let the body do everything for me. Well, now I'm just confused, and the storm is quickly approaching, if not already here.
It's already here.
It's already here. Wow, voice in my head. Awful directions. Am I able to attempt again? Or just something like take control? I sincerely do not know what to do. Can I revisit the cloak?
Yeah, go revisit the cloak.
I'll go revisit the cloak because the voice in my head appeared only when I touched the cloak. Mm-hmm. So, but is it possible that I keep the scythe in my hand and touch it with the cloak? Maybe that will trigger something with the voice in my head?
Sure. And okay. You touch the two together and it doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. Okay. So now I'm expecting this cloak a little further. Mr. Voice Man said, it's leather, so it doesn't work. As if I ever touched a leather cloak before. I'm royalty. So how would I know? But I have a sail that doesn't work. The storm's here. I have a horse. It's still a straight path, I know. But it's like, I can't control the ship. So it's like, what can I do? I guess I'll touch whatever the inscriptions are on the cloak, see if that does anything for me.
Okay. As you touch them, are you going to try to, like, pump magic through them at all, or?
That's so risky. I don't know what this cloak does. What's the worst that can happen? I die?
That is the worst. That is the worst thing that can happen.
Do I still have one health?
You've been traveling for a bit. Okay, so no.
I've regained one health point back.
You have two health now.
I suppose I can I control the amount of magic I pump into it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pump in just a little bit of magic. Not a
lot. So like 1 point?
Sure.
Okay.
See, to test the waters. No pun intended.
So as you pump power into the cloak, you feel it sort of coming alive around you.
Oh.
And it starts wrapping around you.
Oh. I don't like that.
And it grabs on you. And it like tightens itself around your throat. Not enough to choke you, but enough to like stay on.
Right. Oh, that's worrisome. I guess that's freaky. My gut feeling is telling me that this cloak and like this weapon are like tied together somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy, so I'm not gonna pump more magic into this cloak. I wanna try taking it off, because what's the point of, if some otherworldly power takes control of my body, what's the point of like going to the Arcanum?
Before you can even attempt to, like, take it off, you hear a soft voice. It's soft, yet booming in your head.
Okay. Is it the same voice as before?
No, it's a different one. It's a softer voice. The other voice is more commanding.
Okay.
This voice simply says, "You seek to be a druid, but you don't even seem to know what that means. It means that you're one with the world around you, that everything's alive, and you're just a living part of it. Why have you yet to try to live along those lines?
So more voices in my head giving me more, what's the word I'm looking for? Just more vague things. Okay, I'll humor you again, this, I guess, other voice. I'm desperate. I'm in the middle of a storm. I just want to go somewhere. What do you want? Do you want more magic? Is that how I live not along the edge, but like live with
the world?
The world.
First, I must ask, why do you want to be a druid?
Quite simply, I'm looking for the answers of the world, and I wanna leave. I wanna figure out like who my father really was, and I would like to just. I firmly believe that going to the Arcanum can do that for me.
But isn't the Arcanum going to be dangerous for a Vaconic like you? You can't even bond with spirits the way you are now.
I don't quite know what a Vaconic means, but I don't need spirits if I have my horse. I think I will simply take my chances and go to the Arcanum anyways.
You don't know what a Vaconic is.
No one's ever told me.
And then it's like the light of the world turns off.
That's scary. Okay.
And then you hear a booming voice. He doesn't know what a Vaconic is. And then you get images of this being of monstrous destruction surrounding the world, trying to get into the world, trying to kill everything in this world and destroy everything in this world. And then you see little shards of its darkness everywhere. And you see it in yourself. And you get the feeling that Vaconics are just smaller part of this greater unknowable deity that's constantly trying to destroy this world, and your body itself is holding back this immense power within it, and it's just the power to destroy. And so as every spirit that you're communicating with is talking to you, the two spirits that are communicating with you, you not only feel they're trying to get you to understand the calamity of your decisions. I mean, the gravity of your decisions, but also how they all inherently fear you. Normally everything within this plane lives in harmony with each other. Vaconics don't. Vaconics exist as predators in this world.
Okay. Things make a tad more sense now. It's freaky images, and then I guess I ask myself, is that who I am? That's kind of wild. I didn't ask to be this way. How did I become this way?
That's the harsh voice comes in again. That is not who you are. That is a small part of you, yes.
Okay, is there a way, I guess I maybe foolishly ask, is there a way I can control this power so I don't accidentally give in and like destroy using this small fraction of power?
Instead of giving you an answer, they give you images of a young black girl with an afro getting killed and coming back and not being a Vaconic anymore. You see images of another black girl with colorful hair who's killed and then becomes a god and it isn't the Vaconic anymore. You see pictures of a braided black woman with blonde hair who has control over the power and drapes it and uses the power as her shield to the world, as a sort of dress to protect her. And you see these various ways that people have used this Vaconic power. mm-hmm. and have gotten control over this Vaconic power. That it is an option, but it's just that you have to acknowledge that you're trying to become a druid. Someone right. who uses the power of the world to both safeguard it and protect it. Why do you want to do that as a Vaconic?
I'm so sorry. Can you explain that? Can you repeat that one more time?
They are kind of waiting. After showing you these images, they're yes. kind of waiting on an answer from you where it's just like, okay, you see that all these Vaconics did these things.
Mm-hmm.
Or these former Vaconics. And they went on to do great things. But why do you want to do this? Because it's like, you can find mm-hmm. about the mysteries of your dad. You could find the mysteries of that, of all that stuff without going to the Arcana.
I would like to find ways to at least harness his power, and that way I could do similarly great things with it. So that way I can prevent destruction, and so I can maybe even find a way to prove that maybe possibly Vaconic magic doesn't have to be so against druidism. Maybe there could be a way to like harmonize this power with the rest of the world instead of being like the predator of like of this world.
And so you feel a rumbling within your chest. So split the sky.
Okay. Try that before. Can you give me more explicit directions? No response. Okay.
No response.
No response. Fine. I will pick up the scythe again. Or if it's in my hand already, it's already in the hand. I'll swing at the sky. This time, I'll put all of the like I guess frustrations that I was feeling before into it.
Sorry, you said frustrations.
Okay.
95.
42.
You're safe. You're safe for now.
Okay.
You're putting all of that into it, and you yell out a giant yell as you just swing the scythe down,
mm-hmm.
and you see it split the sky all the way to your destination. So it's darkness on all sides, but you see clear as day a light shining on Alexandria, the land of academia, and to your future. And that's what we're going to end the episode for today.